AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court will hear arguments about a possible ban of TikTok. The AP's Haya Panjwani has the story.
Justices will look into the constitutionality of the federal law banning TikTok if its Chinese parent company doesn't sell it. The law enacted in April set a January 19th deadline for TikTok to be sold or else face a ban in the United States. The popular social media platform has more than 170 million users in the country. Lawyers for the company and China-based ByteDance asked the justices to step in. The high court will also hear arguments from content creators who rely on the platform for income and some TikTok users. But it isn't clear how quickly the high court will come to a decision. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
The House Ethics Committee voted in secret to release the long-awaited ethics report into former Congressman Matt Gaetz, raising the possibility the allegations against the Florida Republican, who was President-elect Trump's first choice for Attorney General, could be made public in the coming days. The nearly four-year investigation involved allegations of sexual misconduct with minors and use of illicit drugs while Gaetz was in office. The Senate has given final approval to a defense bill that includes pay raises for troops. Mohammed Khaled Khayari, Assistant Secretary General for the Middle East, Asia, and the Pacific at the UN, says a ceasefire in Gaza is long overdue.
The continued collective punishment of the Palestinian people is unjustifiable. The relentless bombardment of Gaza by Israeli forces, the larger number of civilian casualties, the blanket destruction of Palestinian neighborhoods, and the worsening humanitarian situation are horrific.
Even though Israel and Hamas appear closer to reaching a ceasefire in Gaza, the Israeli military ordered Palestinians to evacuate another section of central Gaza ahead of an offensive in a built-up refugee camp. The expected Federal Reserve cut in interest rates has stocks higher. This is AP News. The highest court in France upheld the corruption conviction of former President Nicolas Sarkozy.
France's Court of Cassation says the convictions and sentences are therefore final. Sarkozy, who faces 1 year in prison, is entitled to ask to be detained at home with an electric bracelet, as is the case for any sentence of 2 years or less. He was found guilty of corruption and influence peddling by both a Paris court in 2021 and an appeals court in 2023 for trying to bribe a magistrate in exchange for information about a legal case in which he was implicated. Sarkozy says, "I will assume my responsibilities and face all the consequences," in a statement released on X. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pakistan has postponed a polio vaccination drive in one province after health workers boycotted it. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.